From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Cuba has begun 9 days of official mourning for former leader Fidel Castro, who died late Friday at the age of 90. U.S. President Barack Obama reached out to the Cuban people to offer his condolences on the death of Fidel Castro. In a statement, Mr. Obama said, "In the days ahead, Cubans will recall the past and also look to the future. As they do, the Cuban people must know they have a friend and partner in the United States of America." Mr. Obama's statement was in sharp contrast to that of President-elect Donald Trump, who said that Castro was a brutal dictator whose legacy is one of firing squads, theft, unimaginable suffering, poverty, and the denial of fundamental human rights. Trump said that while Cuba remains a totalitarian island, he hopes Castro's death marks a move away from the horrors endured for too long and toward a future in which the wonderful Cuban people finally live in the freedom they so richly deserve. Republican Ileana Ross Leitanen is a Cuban-American representative from Florida.
The truth is that he was a sadistic murderer who brought great suffering to the 11 million people of Cuba. He should not be revered. He should be reviled.
In Miami's Little Havana neighborhood, news of Castro's death set off noisy celebrations that continued through the day on Saturday. French President François Hollande called Castro a towering figure of the 20th century. Russian President Vladimir Putin praised Castro as a symbol of an era. The Cuban government, as I mentioned, has been ordering 9 days of official mourning. Fidel Castro will be buried December 4th. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump has called the efforts by the Green Party to force recounts in 3 crucial states a scam, even as Hillary Clinton's campaign joined the recount efforts in the Midwestern state of Wisconsin. Green Party candidate Jill Stein filed a petition Friday to request a vote recount in Wisconsin, one of 3 recounts she is seeking in key states that Trump narrowly won this month. Hillary Clinton's election campaign lawyer said Saturday that Clinton's campaign joined the effort after investigating whether there was any outside interference in the November 8th election. There were ongoing concerns that Russian hackers may try to influence the vote, particularly after they successfully hacked the computer network of the Democratic National Committee and tried to hack voter registration databases. At least 20 people were killed and 20 others injured in a car bombing at a crowded market in Mogadishu, Somalia, on Saturday. Security officials say that at midday, a man parked a car laden with explosives at the entrance of an open-air fruit and vegetable market in the city's Afsiyoni neighborhood. Ahmed Ali witnessed the attack. He said, "You can see the carnage that occurred here. We have seen children and mothers lying dead. We have seen Somali killing one another. There are no foreigners here, but Somalis killing other Somalis. It's really a very tragic moment for us. May God grant paradise to those who were killed because they were innocents, and those behind this tragedy are culprits." Later, Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud said that security forces had captured the bomber. The Somali Islamist group al-Shabaab often carries out such attacks in the capital, although there was no immediate claim of responsibility. After days of heavy combat, Syria said Saturday its Russian-backed army has gained full control of a key rebel-held district in the war-torn city of Aleppo. State media reported that army engineering units in the Masahin Hanano district are dismantling mines and other explosive devices left by rebels. Western analysts have warned that the fall of Masahin Hanano would place government forces in position to cut off northern parts of the rebel-held sector from the rest of the opposition-held districts. And another day of heavy fighting in Mosul, Iraq, Saturday, as Iraqi troops continued their push to dislodge Islamic State militants controlling the majority of the northern city. Iraqi military and hospital officials said mortar rounds fired by IS overnight and early Saturday killed 16 civilians in neighborhoods that had already been retaken by Iraqi troops. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.